Welcome to the Planning Parent Podcast, where we talk to real parents and professionals about solutions and strategies to minimize the hustle and bustle that we parents face daily. This is a place where you will come to listen, learn, and share about all things parenting. I am your host, Krista Hermance. I am a busy mom to two little girls, a wife, an estate planning attorney with a focus on families with minor children, an entrepreneur, scuba diver, and golf hobbyist. My passion is helping families create simplicity and bliss in their everyday lives. Welcome to our show. I am joined by Darla Joy. Darla is a certified personal trainer and coach and has been in the fitness industry for the past 12 years and has helped hundreds of women lose weight in a healthy and sustainable way. Darla has earned 5-place NPC bikini trophies and overall champion win. She's also the founder of the JoyFit Academy, a program based on helping women break free from the vicious cycle of yo-yo dieting, find a way to fit fitness into their busy lives, and finally heal their relationship with food. She is on a mission to bring the fun back to fitness for women and help them strengthen their mindsets so they can truly create a lifestyle change that lasts. Welcome, Darla. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so health and fitness. I'm so excited to have you. And just to let everybody know, Darla is actually my fitness coach, and she has been for almost a year. It's been a whirlwind, but I just love her program and the way that she does things. So I am so grateful to have her to share her wonderful knowledge. Okay, so when starting a new workout plan, what are some things that people should consider?
Most people, when they want to start working out, they're very motivated. They've got that spark and they're ready to go all 100% in. So I recommend instead, because when people do that, they tend to burn out after a few weeks. You know, they go to these really big hour-long workouts and they do it every single day and they're so sore and they're pushing themselves, and that's great. But a better way to do it is to ease into it. So start with just, especially if you haven't worked out in a long time, start with just maybe 2 to 3 20-minute workouts your first week. Full body, very doable. Just let the body know, hey, we're going to start moving, and then build from there. Maybe the next week you do 4 20-minute workouts. The next week you go up to 30 minutes, but ease into that schedule, and that's what will make it, you know, so much more consistent and doable for you.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. And just in my personal fitness kind of story, it's hard and your body hurts. Like, if I've learned anything with the workouts that you have, my body is aching after, right? And so it's making sure that I'm listening to it. So I think that's great advice. What about eating? What are some suggestions on creating healthy eating habits or plans for that matter?
Well, nutrition is 80% of your body composition changes right there. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have experienced where they're working out and they're really consistent with that, but they're just not seeing results. You know, maybe they're going on all of these runs and their Peloton rides, but their body's not changing. So nutrition is key when it comes to making those changes and seeing results. And the most important part of nutrition is calories in versus calories out. So really important is to set a calorie range and then stay very consistent with it. What a big problem that I see many client or people do in general is they go very low on their calories during Monday through Thursday, or maybe Monday through Friday. And that comes with mainly because they're in a routine and a schedule with work. And then they have this feeling of, I deserve to let it go on the weekends. And then they don't track anymore. And unfortunately, that takes them out of that consistent calorie range. And those extra calories on the weekend can really take them out of a deficit. So the best thing to do is set a calorie range that still gives you energy and fuels your body and isn't too low. And then stay with that for 7 days in a row, and you should see some changes.
Okay. I like that. So when you're creating these plans, I'm a goal setter, right? I like to have those goals kind of in mind of, this is what I'm going to do. Do you recommend that from both the fitness standpoint as well as the health standpoint?
Creating goals?
Yes.
Oh, yes. 100%. So, you know, especially with me, I get a lot of clients that come in with really big goals, right? They're like, I want to lose 50 pounds. And I applaud that. But they also have this big sense of urgency around their goals. And most people experience that when they have finally decided that enough is enough and they're ready to feel better and make changes. And that's amazing. So have your big goal. That's great. But then you need to break down your big goal into smaller goals and you need to celebrate those things along the way. So maybe for somebody who has 50 pounds to lose, and let's say they're deciding it right now, maybe they could say, I want to lose 10 pounds by the end of 8 weeks. And at the end of those 8 weeks, so they're going to work really hard. They're going to stay very diligent and focused and, you know, have a positive mindset. And then they're going to get to that 8 week mark. And if they got down their 10 pounds, they are going to celebrate it. They're going to reward themselves. They're going to tell their friends. And then they're going to set the next goal. Okay, now by my birthday, I want to be down this amount. That is what's going to get them to that end result, is that time and patience on their side and also celebrating their successes along the way.
Yeah, that's so true. Especially when you come in with such a big goal, it's especially in the beginning, you look at it, you're like, how am I ever going to get there? And so by having those smaller goals to kind of help keep you on track and just know that, you know, you're making these steps along the way, I think it just really helps reinforce, you know, that you're getting there. And I think that just from what we need from a positive aspect is really important. So how do you think exercise and having a healthy lifestyle impacts other areas of our lives outside of just what we're seeing as results?
Oh, goodness. I mean, this is where it all comes together. The whole reason behind becoming healthier and working on yourself is for others around you. It really is. And that might be a strange like thing to say because most people feel that it's almost selfish to take time away from their family or their life to work on themselves. And I believe the exact opposite. Self-care is not selfish. Self-care is the most generous thing you can do for those around you that you love and that love you. I mean, I always tell women because they have such a hard time taking time for themselves because they want to, you know, do everything for their kids and for their husband. They put themselves on the back burner for so long. And I tell them, how is showing up as a mother who's exhausted and tired and grumpy and doesn't feel good in her body and has low energy, how is that helping your children? What if you show up for your children energized, feeling confident? Like, it really, I mean, if you look at it that way and in that perspective, taking care of yourself and working to becoming healthier and happier, that just flows over and is giving to everyone around you. You're giving them a better version of yourself. And that is self-care. So working to becoming healthier and happier is so much more than losing weight. It's just working to become a better version of yourself.
Yeah, I see that. And just when I'm working out consistently and I have that energy because I try and track, you know, and the days that I don't work out, how do I feel like midday? And I don't feel good. Right. And it's that helps drive me to be like, okay, I need to be consistently working out because it's going to give me that energy that I need. And then when I have that energy, I'm also not as grumpy with my kids. Right. I'm not, you know, I want to do more things with them. I don't just want to sit on the couch and be more tired because I've been going all day. It allows me that ability and that energy to do more. And so I feel, and I've seen it, you know, firsthand that when I am working out and it's, you know, consistently that I have this going, I'm a better mom. Hey, if you are enjoying our show, please make sure to subscribe to the Planning Parent podcast and join our community on Facebook at The Planning Parent, where we share resources, you can interact with our guests, you can share your experiences and be part of our parenting community. Now back to our show. Right? So, okay. So let's talk more about kids. So what are some fun ways to get your kids out and moving with you? Right? That is like one of my big things is I want to show my daughters about having a healthy lifestyle of being active and that, you know, we're not on the couch or on our iPads all day. I want to get out there with them. So what are some suggestions for parents for that?
Yeah, and I know that's a hard one. I have a 10 and a 12-year-old. And for anybody who experienced the weight gain of COVID, you know, that happened to one of my kids too. You know, too much time on the electronics. You know, the first thing you want to do is make sure you're not basing your workouts or your eating habits around trying to look a certain way, okay? You want to talk to your children about, like, because my kids notice if I don't have the bun on my turkey burger or if I skip out on ice cream when we go out, I like to say and explain to them, well, that just doesn't make mommy feel good, or mommy wants to be strong when I'm lifting weights in the garage. I want to get stronger so that I can do more with you and have energy. And so always base it around how you want to feel and show up as a mother for them. And that's going to be the number one thing. The next thing is I always try to involve them. You know, I'll invite them to the workouts with me and, you know, okay, I want you to do 10 squats and let's see those push-ups. Do you think you could do them on your toes? And they get so excited when you invite them to join in. And I know that maybe that means your workout, you won't be as focused, but always remember something's better than nothing. And if you're involving your children in it and you're all having fun, I mean, isn't this what it's all about anyways? You know, yeah. We want to live together, feeling our best and enjoying this life. And so don't worry too much about it being a perfect workout, but instead that you're like passing on this knowledge to them and getting them involved with you. The last thing I want to say about this, because it's really silly, but I like to do sticker charts with my kids. And right now my son is trying to lose his COVID weight, not because I have said anything, but because he chose. He said, Mom, I want to get rid of this tummy. And I said, well, then, you know, we just have to not snack as much and move a little more. And he's like, okay, let's go for a walk every day until Christmas together. He wants to do a mile walk every day.
Wow.
I said, let's do a sticker chart and let's put a star on the chart every day we do our walks together. And then we also set a reward at the end. He wants to go to the Funko Pop store in Hollywood at the end. And it's going to be fun for both of us and it's going to be time together. And again, I'm trying to show him like how we set goals and how we, you know, reward ourselves for getting to those goals and celebrate along the way with, you know, putting those little stickers on the chart. And it's going to be fun for both of us. And in fact, my daughter heard us talking and she came in. She's like, well, I want to do something. And I'm like, okay, what would you like to do every day to, you know, until Christmas? She's like, well, you know, I want to walk on the treadmill for 20 minutes. And I was like, okay. And so we all set our own personal goals. I have a goal too. And as a family, we're going to like do our little stickers each day and support each other and kind of turn it into a game. So, you know, especially if you have something like that, you can really do little family challenges. And I think that's a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, that does. That's especially if your kids are that like that sticker incentive or they like to like they get those rewards and they can see that progress. I think that's a great point. I wake up really early to work out. And so my older daughter, she's six, and they know if I'm not like around when they wake up, they go into the garage, that's where I'm working out. And my daughter will sometimes say to me, she's like, I want to wake up really early with you so that I can work out. And it's exactly like you said, like, I know that I'm not going to get a good workout if she's there, but it's so cute. And I love that she wants to be working out. And so sometimes they will also like sneak in right like as I'm finishing and I'll be, you know, doing my weights just because, you know, that is a huge part of the component of your plan is lifting and strength training. So they are in there and I bought them little 1 and 3 pound dumbbells and they will come in and they will grab them and they will start working out with me and just like literally mimicking what I'm doing. And it's so sweet to see it. And I'm really trying to like just make sure that they understand, yes, this is part of having that healthy lifestyle and getting this in very early. So yes. You know, that's a big thing. And I thank you for that because it's now showing them that.
That's exactly what I did as well. Is I got the really small dumbbells. And yeah, just let them mimic you. They love it. They just want to do what mommy does. And they just want to be with you. You know, they just want your time and attention. And really quick side note, this is why I have so many women that worry about modifying their meals at dinner time, you know, because dinner is a community thing for so many families. It's we all sit down, we have dinner together. I mean, that's amazing if you're able to work that in. But so many of them worry, well, what are they going to think when I sit down with different food or food that's modified, a different type of meal? I said, and I always tell them, they don't care. They just want you there. They don't care. If they're eating macaroni and cheese with hot dogs and you've got a chicken with brown rice and broccoli, they're just happy moms there. So remember that.
Well, I will also say my youngest will literally come sit on my lap and look at what I'm eating and then be like, I want bites of that. And so it's like, well, I'm going to make everybody the same thing now because you know, it's just, we're getting on board with that. Another thing that I think is really fun when you have kids is finding activities to do with the kids that's getting out of the house, that's getting off the couch. And so like one thing that I started doing with my kids that I love, it brings me so much joy, is skating. Right, it brings me back to the day when I used to go skating when I was younger, and my kids love it. And it is something fun that we do, like on Saturday mornings. They have like a young kid session, and it's great because there's not a ton of people there, and we're getting out, and we're, you know, working our bodies, and it's just, I feel like that's an activity. And there, I feel like there's so many more of those kind of activities that parents can plan to do with their kids.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I love to always encourage my kids to choose a sport. They see me training for bodybuilding shows and having, you know, goals in my fitness, and they enjoy it too. My son's in karate. My daughter does cheerleading, you know, and when those things end, I'm like, okay, now what? And my son's already ready for basketball. So that's great because you can cheer each other on. But yes, I mean, simple things like weekend bike rides, going on hikes. Yes. There's so many things that you can do together that, again, get you away from the TV and off of the iPads. And I have a 10 and 12 year old, so it's not easy to get them to do these things. You know, they're going to whine and complain, be like, I don't want to go on a bike ride. Why are we doing that? But as soon as you get them out, you know, they always say at the end, gosh, that was really great. We should do that more often. So don't let them hold you back. Get them out, and after a few minutes, they'll love it.
Yeah, agreed. What do you recommend for people if they had this momentum going and they were, you know, they were on the track of this healthy eating and the fitness, and then something happens and they get off track? How do they get back on track?
Well, the most important thing is to give yourself grace. Okay, so we got to let go of this idea of perfectionism, because that's what keeps us in, I call it paralysis by analysis, where we're just like, oh my gosh, I just don't know what to do. I just don't know if this is working. And we doubt ourselves. And when we do get started, if there's any little slip up in our consistency, we immediately just start to like berate ourselves. And I knew I couldn't do this. And why am I so weak? And we talk to ourselves in such a negative way. So just take a deep breath and realize that we're all human and there's going to be those moments. But the people that succeed and the people who do well, they're the ones that get back up and they get back to it as quick as possible. They're the ones that realize, I am only one workout or one meal away from being back on track. And they get back to it and they have a positive attitude, and they take a deep breath and realize this is a journey for life. There's no starting and stopping point. This is just what I do and how I stay healthy and fit and happy. And so they get back to it after just brushing themselves off. So that's what I would say. The best thing you can do is, again, realize you're only one workout or one meal away from being back.
Okay. Okay. What have you found is the easiest nutrition lifestyle for busy parents? What is something that busy parents can do?
The easiest nutrition lifestyle. If you're busy, you've got to plan. You got to plan and prepare. So, yeah, if you do not plan ahead, you are preparing for failure. So plan and ahead, and then you can have success. So I would sit on Sunday night and just look at the week ahead. Figure out, you know, maybe what meals you're going to be cooking for the family ahead of time, super simple, quick things using the air fryer, the crock pot, you know, have those things planned out and ready to go. And then for yourself, make sure that you're planning and prepping what to bring with you to work. Because what most people's problems are, they're so busy that they go too long without food, their blood sugar levels, you know, go crazy, and they're hangry, and their next thing they know, they're in a drive-through or grabbing something that's just not going to support their weight loss goals. So plan ahead, bring some healthy, great food choices with you to work, and, you know, have those dinner meals already kind of in your head so that you know what to expect for the week.
Yes, because the kids want to eat every day. And I learned that every day I get home, they want to eat. And I will say that is one thing that I've probably taken from your program that has helped me is if I don't bring food with me to work, then I am going to be ordering like Uber Eats or DoorDash to get some food because I am at that hangry stage. And so that has probably been one of the best things for me is, you know, I have this, the service that you recommend in having these meals and I freeze them and I just bring one with me every day so that I have them at work. And it's, I mean, honestly, it takes the stress away from it too. It makes things less stressful for me trying to figure out what to eat when I'm so busy throughout the day. So I appreciate that. Okay. So if someone was going to change just one thing in their life to be healthier, what would that one thing be? And we'll finish with that.
One thing, more gratitude. One thing, more gratitude. It has nothing to do with nutrition and fitness at this point. It has to do with your mental state. So wake up and make time for being content with what is. Because, you know, if we're not grateful for what we currently have and we're always going after everything else, we have a real needy energy. So we want to have an energy of abundance, right? And just gratitude for everything in your life that it is, that currently is. And that's how you're going to make those changes forward and really, you know, feel good about, you know, working towards becoming healthier and happier because you understand that everything you have is everything that you need. And anything more is just a cherry on top and a bonus. So I just feel like putting yourself in a positive mindset is the best way, is the number one most important thing so that they can go through this journey, you know, with a grateful heart and a smile on their face.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Darla. How can our listeners connect with you?
Yes, I do everything through social media. So instead of a website, it's just easier for you just to go to Darla Joy Fitness on Instagram, or you can send me a friend request on Facebook. It's just Darla Joy. And yeah, you can read my content, watch my stories, and just connect with me there.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you again. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for the Planning Parent Podcast. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, write a review, and share our podcast. Please check the show notes for resources and all the ways to connect with us, including joining our community on Facebook at The Planning Parent and follow us on Instagram at The Planning Parent. We hope you enjoyed your time with us and got some great solutions and strategies to help you achieve the simplicity and bliss you deserve. And remember, take a deep breath. You do matter. You're doing a great job.